Is it rolling, Bob? Kind of an inside joke. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1450 AM, KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, 97.1 FM, KSBT in somewhat sunny, sort of overcasty Sandpoint. I'm your host, Bob Witte, and it's Thursday. We're in North Idaho, so we call this North Idaho Thursday. And I think we've got another good show for you today. First up, we'll welcome in local author Rick Reed. He's been on the show in the past with Music Bridges Borders and a few other things. But now he's written his first novel. It's called The Last Conquerors. And Rick will be along in just a minute to discuss the book. It's very interesting stuff. And we'll tell you how you can pick it up here locally as well. And in our second segment, we'll have our monthly visit with Brenda and Marie from the Sandpoint Senior Center and Daybreak Centers. That's always a fun segment. We'll discuss what's coming up in this month of April at the Senior and Daybreak Center. And then in our final segment today, we welcome back in Lauren Sanders, of course, from the Panada Theater, the historic Panada Theater here in Sandpoint. Lauren and I will be discussing the upcoming schedule for the Panada for the rest of April and more. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. So what else is going on? Well, it's the last weekend of Schweitzer. So if you are a skier and want to get some of those final turns in, or snowboarder, or just like to go up there and play in the snow, it's the last weekend to get your lift tickets. Go to Schweitzer.com for more information and what's happening up there. Of course, it's Easter this weekend on Saturday. The Sandpoint Lions Club has their annual Easter egg hunt. It's at Lakeview Park, of course. And the annual egg hunt with the Lions Club. There'll be on-site Girl Scout cookie booth, Kinixu dental toothbrush giveaway. How perfect is that for Easter with all the sugar going on? Starbucks coffee and a surprise bike giveaway hidden in an unsuspecting egg. So a kid can find an egg that's unsuspecting, open it up, and they get a free bike. It's the Lions Club Easter egg hunt is Saturday. It starts at 9 sharp. And I'm telling you from experience, having five kids, get there at 8:45 because sometimes it's over by 9:05. I mean, it just depends on how many kids show up. It'll be jam-packed Easter egg hunt and a lot of fun. Also on Saturday, there's a Easter jam with Cedar Hills Church out on McGee Road. find out more on that, go to cedarhillschurch.com. Also, the Sandpoint Assembly Easter egg hunt is happening on Easter. And that will be... let's see, at 11:20, 11:20, it says right here, there will be hot cocoa, a petting zoo, ice cream bar, teens are welcome, and don't forget that toothbrush you got earlier for at the Lions Club event after all of that. Anyway, that's happening this weekend. What's happening today, there's an art reception for the Art Spirit Gallery at Ponderay Winery. And so stop by there today between 5 and 7. Speaking of art, Art Walk artist applications are being accepted by POAC. And it's the 46th annual Art Walk coming up, May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo. So stop by POAC between now and then, or go to artinsandpoint.org for more information on that. So that's what's happening in and around the greater Sandpoint area this weekend. What's happening here on the show? We've got Rick Reed talking about his novel, The Last Conquerors, coming right up. Marie and Brenda will be here from the Senior Center. And then, of course, Lauren Sanders from the Panada. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, with an auto warranty about to expire, or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free, quick quote. Call 800-736-6158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-736-6158. That's 800-736-6158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-736-6158. Again, 800-736-6158.
North Idaho's radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
All right, we are back here in North Idaho Thursday. I'm Bob Witte along with you, and we are welcoming back in Rick Reed is with us. And Rick, you've been on the show a couple of times over the years representing Music Bridges Borders. And today we switch gears a little bit and talk about a novel that you've written. And before we even get to that, let's tell the folks about yourself, what you do here and how long you've been around and things like that.
Well, first of all, I should really say thank you, Bob, for having me on. And the novel was something that just came to me as an epiphany. I was between classes at Monarch School where I used to work, and we had a good hour and a half of prep time. And for some reason, I was gassed. I was tired. And I figured, okay, I'll set my little alarm on my watch for 25-odd minutes and whatever it was, and put my head back, closed my eyes, and then right before the sense of sleep, it just hit me, just this whole epiphany of ideas. And so I perked myself up and started writing, got a page and a half of bullets, and then my students started to show up. But that was the start of my book. So I've always written a lot. I like to write, but much of my writing was for my master's degree, so it's a different style than writing a novel. And, you know, you're always looking at, what was nice about writing a novel, historic fiction, was I could look up facts and history and trinkets and not have to cite my source. So, anything I wrote in like papers for my master's degree was everything had to be cited and dated and in APA format for references at the back.
So you get a little more leeway with some actual facts.
Yeah, you just got to go with it. You know, yeah. You just write it, put it in, and forget it. And move forward, and you've got a neat fact or something to build off of in your story.
So it's called The Last Conquerors. Tell our listeners basically what it's about.
It's about a conquistador, Sebastian Belasco, and that name just came to me. And a little small tidbit on a tangent here, it takes place in Peru, and it turns out the airport in Peru is called Velasco International in Cusco, of all places. I'm going, well, how is that kind of an interesting coincidence? But he has a great background, the character, as in comes from a nice family that had some bad luck because of differences of opinion, particularly to do with religion at the time. And not a good time, Spain, in the 1400s, 1300s for his ancestors to have a difference of opinion. And he had an ancestor who rode with El Cid. For anyone with Spanish history background, that's a big figure in Spain. And in Mexico, too, you see a lot of El Cid this, El Cid that. And that was where my curiosity about El Cid came was staying in an El Cid resort in Mazatlan.
Ah.
What is this El Cid stuff? So I looked a bit into it, and quite a warrior in the Crusades, winning back the 700-year war in Spain, was El Cid. So he, you know, for my convenience as a writer, that's one of his predecessors, and he has a sword, a Toledo sword, that was handed down to him through the years from the ancestor that rode with El Cid. And so it's an ancient sword, but Toledo, they were making swords in Toledo before the time of Christ. So the Romans learned about the Toledo swords from being handed defeats by Hannibal, whose soldiers had good swords made in Toledo. And so eventually the Romans lost some battles, but they won the war. And they took over Spain, and that became where they liked to get their swords.
Wow. So. It's pretty fascinating. I have to admit, I've been trying to get through it before this date, but I didn't make it. I didn't quite get there. I'm a little more than halfway through and pretty intrigued. It's well written. In fact, that was my first comment to you when we were talking on the phone. It's like how it doesn't read like you've never written a novel before.
No, I haven't. You know, I've written entertaining things and commentaries, but and like I say, plenty of large papers. But those were all in past tense.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, I started out past tense. It's much more passive in the past tense. I didn't realize that. And a friend of mine, Beth Weber, she used to be a violin teacher, music teacher. She actually ran the music program at the festival for years for the orchestra. But she took it on and said, hey, I'll check it out for you. And she gave me all kinds of great ideas. And around chapter 10, she said, this book has to be in present tense. And so she led me through pretty much by a chain or whatever you want. She led me through a couple few chapters. And then from there, it was really just changing from had to has or went to is and whatnot. And then as I was doing that, I pretty much rewrote the whole book all over, but the same ideas were changed into more, it just gave me more license for creativity, that idea. And so I went back through it, revamped it. Other ideas came up, so it just allowed me more to hang on the scaffolding, I could say. I started it in 2017. I was probably done with it in about 2019. But I knew I had to get the story together, the idea, and so I kept writing, going. And then I kept coming back and revisiting scenes and things would hit me. Like I'd be sitting at the steam bath at the club, and then an idea would hit me. It's like, you know, I really want to stay in the steam bath for another 10 minutes, but
I got to go write this down.
Yeah, so just cancel everything and go back home and write for an hour or two. It's,
I think we can all relate when you have that dream that you think is so cool when you first wake up, but then, like I had that just last night, but right now, I can't remember what it was, but if I had written it down. Did you have some help from Pam Lippi, who happens to be your sister, who's been on this show for the two books she's written?
She was my first proofreader. She was, and we sat down for a couple hours with my first early copy, and she gave me all kinds of great ideas about building some characters. And she says about Naira. Who's Naira? And it's one of the characters in the book, of course, for the audience. But I needed to build and create a little more background personality. Who is this person? And did that. So that was one of the nice ideas that she brought to me. I had another person that I used to work with back in California on my descriptions too. It was the ocean voyage for Sebastian, and he's on a new sailing ship. And I'm describing the ship and how it's new. The wood is new. The sails are new, and they're still, like, they're not stained in any way. And it's a fifth voyage across the ocean, back and forth. And he asks me, where's the ocean? And he was right. So, you know, a lot of these times people would mention things to me, and I would just chuckle, and you're right.
Yeah.
You know, I'd revisit it and add in the
ocean. That's an excellent example right there. We're talking to novelist Rick Reed, or R.M. Reed, as it says on the cover of the book, The Last Conquerors. And you've always been kind of intrigued with Spanish and the history, right?
Oh, yeah. I want to go to Chocacaru. A lot of unrest in Peru right now, but I'd like to get there. I like to hike. It's a two-day hike, somewhat arduous. And 2 days in, 2 days out, and spend a day there, so 5 days in Peru. Probably go for a couple weeks. It's also at 19, 20,000 feet, so I'd have to get acclimated to that change, too, for a couple few days at least before I took on the hike. There's all kinds of services, but Chocacaru, it's like it's bigger than Machu Picchu, and it's a neat place. They're excavating it. They've got like 30% of it excavated, and you can just go on the internet and look at all kinds of just amazing pictures of it. And there's been talk about building a tram to get there, and I want to get there before they build the tram. It's like Machu Picchu is interesting, but I've wanted to go to Machu Picchu, but at this point I don't want to be there with 1,000 other people.
Yeah.
And I'd like to go to Chocacaru, which is supposed to be, it is. I've seen the pictures, of course, and people's videos and things that they post. Just as amazing, but with 40, 50 people. And just to contemplate nature and history and what could have happened there. And what did happen that we know. My novel has a... Chocacaru was the last stronghold of the what was left of the Inca Empire in the 1570s, and the last skirmish, for my book's sake, battle, but in reality more of a skirmish, between the Spaniards and the Incas. And they had a few leaders, one leader who was more civilized. They didn't realize at the time when the two Spanish ambassadors were murdered, killed, that wasn't done by him. It was done by his son or a relative that took over as the Inca, Sapa Inca, the leader. And then they find that out later, historically accurate. So I got to work that as a convenience into the story with the captain Fernandez that discovers, he's no longer alive. Who's taken over? And so they've got this new guy, Tupac Amaru, who really did live and fought. And ran from the Spaniards with his pregnant wife, and they eventually caught up with him way down the Amazon and brought him back to Cusco. Oh, I think I You haven't gotten to that part. So.
I haven't. time-wise, we'll need to...
Spoiling for you.
We'll need to cut off the story right there. It's called The Last of the Conquerors, written by R.M. Reed, Rick Reed, who we have here in the studio. Where can people pick up this book?
That would be at Vanderford's in town and the Corner Bookstore.
Oh, good.
And Miller's. He's got Lane at Miller's, has my books in the little round stand that's right by where people walk by to... buy their food and whatnot.
Yeah, so you can go to...
It's on the shelf there, too.
So at Miller's Country Store.
Miller's Country
and
Store.
And at the Corner Bookstore, which is no longer on the corner, but still there.
Yeah.
Love supporting that business.
Yeah.
And Vanderford's, of course.
Vanderford's, yeah.
So yeah, pick it up at The Last Conquerors. You won't regret it. And it's a local author. And I have a feeling this is not your last novel.
No, I'm actually working on Caudillo, which is... Latin American strongman, dictator. And in the 1800s, there's a lot of room for an adventure for some horrible people that were these caudillos, mm-hmm. dictators in the time. And I'm finally dialing in. At the time for Peru, there were, on the islands off the coast, there were guano. They were full in guano, and they're making a ton of money and shipping it off to the world. But they eventually, after about 10 or 15 years, ran out of guano. So they got a whole lot of money, a whole lot of room for corruption that as an author I might be able to bring on board mm-hmm. in some way. And people competing, some nasty people, some nice people. And so that the guano, you know, research is so easy nowadays because you can look up Peru. There's Peru. It's right there. I love James Clavell. I used to admire how he had to go through and research books and books and books about China and Japan because he wrote a lot about the East. And I don't have to do that. So I love National Geographic and just looking things up and going with it. But Caudillo, it's some ideas are still coming to me, but it's still in its formative stages.
Well, we look forward to that. If you'd like to pick up The Last Conquerors at Vanderford's or the Corner Bookstore or at Miller's Country Store. Rick Reed, thanks for joining us, and we'll do it again sometime.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
All right. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we've got gals from the Senior Center coming up, and then Lauren from the Panada Theater will be with us once again, so stick around.
He grew up living in a boxcar near Bakersfield. He turned 21 in prison, but he turned his life around and made a huge impact with his music. And this Saturday night at the Fox Theater in Spokane, it's Hagfest Northwest. This is Rusty Jackson, and I'm inviting you to come and remember Merle Haggard and his music with us. Go to HagfestNorthwest.com or just go to the Fox Theater box office, HagfestNorthwest.com.
Make sure that your home's heating and cooling system is being cared for by your local dealer. AGE Heating and Cooling, the only independent, locally family-owned Lennox Premier dealer in the greater Sandpoint area. And we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates or 6 months no-interest financing on a new Lennox system. Call now, 208-603-2210, or visit ageheatingandcooling.com. That's ageheatingandcooling.com. HVAC Contractors License 059041.
The savings continue with Bi-Mart's latest savings book. Out now and posted online at Bi-Mart.com. There's 20 pages of store-wide savings, including everything you need for spring cleaning, inside and out. Plus, save on all the essentials you need for your pantry. And don't forget about Easter. Bi-Mart has you and your family covered. Save now with our latest savings book at Bi-Mart, your employee-owned membership store.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. Taylor & Sons has just received a special allocation of what I think is the perfect truck for North Idaho. Taylor & Sons just took delivery of four 2023 Chevrolet Silverado 1500s equipped with the Custom Trail Boss package. The Custom Trail Boss trim is truly a truck for truck things. Silverados come equipped with a trusted 5.3-liter V8, 2 inches of increased ride height, power seat, backup camera, Bluetooth, spray-in bed liner, bumper pole towing capability of up to 9,200 pounds, and much more. Even better part is these Silverado Custom Trail Boss models are in stock and on sale at Taylor & Sons. Right now, all of these trucks are eligible for dealer discount, factory rebates, and 0% APR financing on approved credit. To view all of these 2023 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 Custom Trail Bosses, visit heschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Research shows listeners prefer a personalized experience. So to help you remember, Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance. We personalize this ad for Amber, who really misses boy bands from the 90s.
Hey, girl. I'm the cute one, here to tell you how Liberty Mutual customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
I'm the heartthrob. The only thing I love more than you is saving.
And I'm the other boy in the band everyone forgot about. Just happy to be
here. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
All right. We are back, North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte. And before we get to talking about the Senior Center and the Daybreak Center here, I failed to mention in my intro that if you're looking for a place for Easter Sunday brunch, the new restaurant inside the Elks Lodge is open and anyone can attend. They're having a very special Easter Sunday brunch. I've heard great things about their crab cake Benedict, and they have biscuits and gravy, breakfast sandwich, which is wonderful, Cajun turkey sandwich, barbecued ribs, pork belly banh mi. That's beyond me. Anyway, it's all happening at Tracks at the Elks, open right now for dinner Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday brunch every Sunday, and especially this Easter Sunday. They do encourage reservations, 263-3313, Tracks at the Elks, 263-3313. We have Brenda and Marie from the Sandpoint Senior Center and Daybreak Center come on the show once a month. And ladies, welcome back. And what's happening at the Senior Center?
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, the Senior Center's hopping. We're doing our lunch.
Very appropriate thing to say at Easter week.
Yes.
Hopping.
We did have our Easter dinner today.
Okay.
And it was delicious. And, of course, we serve every day at 11:30. So come on down, except Fridays. We serve breakfast at 8:30 a.m. Friday only. We don't do a lunch on Friday for the dine-in.
Yeah.
So call up there, make a reservation, come on down, have some great lunch every day, Monday through Thursday at 11:30.
But no more to go. Is that true?
No, because that ended with the COVID.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah.
People have asked about that a little bit.
We want you to come in and meet us anyway.
Well, you still have Meals on Wheels for, you know, seniors that
definitely,
you know, can't get out. So that's just such a great program you have going. Do you still need Meals on Wheels drivers?
We are in need of volunteer drivers, and we also are hiring. So, yeah, we're always looking for people, and we just want, you know, people to have a volunteering heart and come up there. It's less than 2 hours. It's
gotcha.
Really an easy kind of volunteer thing. So,
263-6860? I think that's it. That's off the top of my head. I'm pretty sure. 263-6864, the Senior Center. And you, speaking of hiring, you just hired Matt Thompson, a local young man. And what does he do for you?
Yeah, we now have a brand new site manager. And he is over the, he does the, what do they call that? The, let me tell you. It's called, but anyway, he's over the, the food, I forgot what they call that, but he's also
they call it the site manager.
No, he's the site and a meal coordinator.
Meal
That's
coordinator.
I'm sorry, I had a freeze there.
Should know that. You're a chef.
I know. So, yes, he's our meal coordinator and site manager, and he has taken over and is doing a pretty good job. He's not been there very long yet, so we're happy to have him.
Yeah, very good. And before I forget, anything you want to know about the Senior Center, go to sandpointareaseniors.org, and the newsletter is there, the calendar is there of, you know, when Bunko is and Bridge and the Fit and Fall Proof, which is a wonderful program. Kauai Wellness is helping out with that. And Pinochle and just all kinds of events for the seniors. And Marie, what's happening with the Daybreak Center?
We're staying busy too, but I'm looking for caregivers that need a break. And we're your ticket. And a lot of people think that their family member isn't ready. And it's not always just about the family member. It's about the caregiver themselves having time to go get their hair done or go to lunch, go home, have a shower. Take a nap.
Just go grocery shopping by yourself?
Yeah, I know. It's a big deal. It is a big deal. And
but you drop the person you're taking care of off at the Daybreak Center, and they have fun.
Yeah, they have a good time, and we have coffee and cookies and ice cream. Yeah, every day is a birthday party. And we get excellent food from the Senior Center. And the weather's getting better. We'll probably do a few outdoor projects.
Great.
We're staying busy. I have a new employee there, and she's really proactive in doing, like, movement and music and stuff with people. And so it's a happy place. And I have one gentleman that was gone for a few days. He couldn't wait to get in there this morning. He almost ran me over with his walker. He's like, I missed you so bad.
Did you say almost ran you over with his walker?
Yeah, I'm not joking. That means I'm slow and he was fast. I mean, and he was going up the ramp. And we feed the squirrels outside, and they get in fights with the crows, and we watch out the window. And yeah, it's too cold to be out playing in the yard yet. But
You mentioned the weather. You know, the forecast was great for the weekend, and then yesterday it went really bad. Like, it's going to rain for sure on Easter Sunday. I just looked during the last break. It's down to about a 20% chance both Saturday and Sunday. So it could be a great weekend.
It could be.
Looking forward to that. And Brenda, you had mentioned, well, we mentioned the walker, that you guys need donations like that, right?
If you can bring us your gently used medical equipment, as long as it's clean, we sure could use bath seats, walkers, crutches, whatever you might have. And, and as long as it's clean, we'll take it.
Very good. And the best thing to do is just stop at the Senior Center and drop it off?
Yeah. And if you need something like that, guess where you come to get it?
The Sandpoint Area Senior Center?
Correct. So if you need a walker or crutches, we have them available free of charge.
It's very nice. It's a nice thing because people are looking for them. And, and I keep a spare one there because I run out and get my guests sometimes so they don't have to unpack theirs out of the car.
Gotcha.
So because one of our ladies kind of tweaked her back doing that. And I'm like, don't do it. I'm right here standing by the door with a walker ready. So
that's a good point. So if you have a walker, which so many of us do for people who aren't around anymore, it's just sitting in the garage or the closet, then donate it to the Senior Center is what you should. Or just crutches. Everybody's got crutches, but how often do you use them? Mm-hmm. Donate them to the Senior Center. Again, 263-6860 and sandpointareaseniors.org. For more information, and it's really a well-done website. You can see, like I said, all the daily things that are going on. It says here you have a Doris Day sing-along on the 25th. I would swear she Woo-hoo. Wasn't around anymore, but que sera, sera. It's kind of a Doris Day joke.
She'll be around on 425.
And yeah, that's what's happening at the Senior Center this month and the Daybreak Center. So check it out. Give them a call or go online and inquire about the newsletter. And ladies, I really appreciate, I know you're both super busy, but taking the time in the middle of your busiest time of the day, in the middle of the day, to come in here once a month and do this.
We're so happy to do it. And we appreciate the service so much.
No that's problem.
Right. We wouldn't have it's it any huge. Other way.
Very good. That's the Sandpoint Senior Center segment for this month. We are going to take our final break. When we come back, Lauren Sanders is back with us from the Panada Theater, and we'll take a look at, well, we'll discuss what happened there last weekend. I know it was a huge weekend for the Panada, and what's coming up for the rest of this month, so stick around.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Sponsored by Age of Learning.
The weather is warming up and horseback riding time is here. If you're in the market for some great used tack at reasonable prices, come into the co-op and see what Angela has on the floor. Find great used saddles, bridles, halters, and more in stock now at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934, 208-263-6820.
Invest in family. Invest in fun. Yes, R&R RV Center has an RV for you. All-wheel drive camper vans, rugged travel trailers, stylish toy haulers, and of course, Montana, the number one selling fifth wheel. Unlike other stores, every RV at R&R RV is prepped and ready for immediate delivery. Find your happy places in wide open spaces. Visit R&R RV in Liberty Lake, North Spokane, and Lewiston, or online at rnrrv.com.
R&R RV Center is your Van World Superstore. Solus, Travato, Echo, Revel, and more. Choose from front-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or 4x4. And bring your trade. R&R RV wants your boat, your Harley, your old RV. Van World at R&R RV Center in Liberty Lake and North Spokane. Or shop now at rnrrv.com. Eastern Washington's largest RV dealer.
From R&R RV, your RV Superstore.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. Mopar has extended the buy three, get one for a dollar promo until the end of the month. This month we are offering front end alignment starting at $69.95 or $59.95 with the purchase of a set of tires. AC services start at $149 plus Freon, and coolant flushes starting at $169. Our certified technicians are trained to work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Pierce Auto Center.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
Downtown.
All right, we are back, and we have Lauren Sanders from the Panada Theater with us. What we hope will morph into a monthly event every first Thursday of every month and take a look at what's happening at the Panada for the month ahead. And before we do that, Lauren, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you. I would love that because I always hear, like, we never know what's going on at the Panada.
What?
I know. So I'm like, here we go.
It's pretty easy. You know, it's panada.org. It's all right there. I'm looking at it. Look, Jim Messina coming May 21st.
And what's our cell phone number? No, I'm kidding. Because you know this.
I'll explain later. Anyway, last weekend, you had two big events, No Man's Land on Friday and then the Space Point presentation on Saturday. How'd the weekend go?
It was so amazing. I felt like this weekend was, like, professionally for me, it was really established, you know, what it means for me to be a managing director at the Panada, just like the shows I want to bring there, the experiences that we want to bring to that space for our community. And the No Man's Land Film Festival just really filled my heart. That was brought to me by my friend Samantha Ryan, and she helped me bring that show to life. And we raised over $7,000 for Kinnexu Land Trust and Ponderay Peddlers. And
that's amazing. $7,500 is what I heard.
So yeah, it's not quite that high, but it's like 7330 or something.
Rounding up.
Okay, like we round up now. We round up in here. Cool. Yeah, so that just really filled my heart. And also just having all the it was a really great way for me to get in, like, just lean into our community right away. Because that's like one of the big missions of the Panada is for us to connect with the community. And I really just want to make make the Panda be a place where people feel like it's their theater. And I think a part of that is just me putting my foot out into the community and meeting people and seeing how they want to get involved with our events. So I will start connecting more with local businesses to be like, hey, we're doing this show. Do you want to sponsor it or be a part of it in some capacity? Because there's so many creative ways that we can merge business and the Panda events together. And I really just want to lean into that.
Just now in the hallway, when you were coming in and the ladies from the senior center are going out, you were telling them, we want to involve the senior center in something at the Panda. And it was like, that's great.
Well, yeah.
Reaching out to the community. That's and very versatile too. Mm-hmm. Speaking of another unique event, the Space Point presentation, mm-hmm. how did that go? I couldn't make it.
It was great. The speaker, Dr. Barnes, was super engaging, and he
was on this show last Thursday.
Oh, he was? Yeah. Oh yeah. Isn't he great?
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. He was a good speaker. And then, I mean, we had a decent turnout. We had about 100 or so folks there, but you know, it was Space Point's first event as a nonprofit, and they're brand new here, and they really want to bring space industry and space awareness, space education to our community. And I will do anything to support that, because I think it's really being driven by a really good objective. And the more that we can educate our youth and our community, the more like progressive and the more growth we'll see here in the positive. So
outstanding.
You know, we want people to stay here.
Like you said, the good point is that it was the first of a quarterly series. Mm-hmm. So I can just see it getting bigger and bigger. You have a big, you have a big month coming up here in April. And what is happening? Do you have events this weekend?
Well, we do, but our event this weekend is that Jeff Tweedy, who's the lead singer of Wilco, he's doing a solo acoustic tour, and we're on his list.
Yeah, I about fell off my chair when I saw that. It's like, what? Yeah. The Panada?
Mm-hmm.
He's played the festival here before with Wilco. It was probably mm-hmm. 6 years ago, I'm guessing, something like that. But, yeah, you have Graham Nash coming out, sold out in minutes, and then now Jeff Tweedy. Those are huge names for our little theater.
It's a lineup. So those tickets, that's our event this weekend, is ticket sales.
Gotcha.
They start Friday at 10. And everyone out there, I know our portal's a little questionable. So if you have any questions, email us or call us. We'll be on the lines tomorrow to make sure that you get your tickets for Jeff Tweedy on July 26th. So,
yeah.
And thanks to Two Far North Productions. They're the ones that are bringing us all of these great shows, and it's been really fun working with them. They're based in Spokane, and it's a really fun little team, and we're just enjoying it. So, and we're happy to be bringing this music to the theater.
And obviously, people like Graham Nash and Jeff Tweedy are at a point in their career where they can just enjoy a more intimate show, and it's not so much about going on this big, huge tour with bands and making a lot of money. It's for the love of what they do, and our theater is perfect for that setting.
Yeah, because it's so intimate. We actually have another – I can't announce his name yet. We're going to announce it next week. But we have a comedian, a nationwide known comedian who works with like Bill Barr, and he's on Comedy Central. He actually requested the Panada.
Wow.
And he like let go of a lot of things on his rider so he could perform at the Panada. So we're announcing him next week, and his ticket sales will go on next week. So I'm stoked for that guy and for him to come here. He says he has a really big following. So
Your comedy Avalanche series mm-hmm. 3 months in a row with my friend Phil Kupchinski,
mm-hmm.
They were all smash hit nights.
Yeah.
So
those are really good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's coming back again next year.
Oh, wait. Yeah. He's got to. So coming up next weekend, you have Everything Everywhere All at Once. And of course, it just dominated at the Academy Awards. And if you haven't seen it, or like me, have just seen it on your home TV, mm-hmm. you can see it on the big screen at the Panada, where it will be very impressive.
Yeah. And it's a $5 ticket.
What?
So so we're just following the model that we do for Vintage Wednesdays, and we're just doing the $5 tickets, $1 popcorn, half off all bar drinks.
What could go wrong there? What a night. So that is April the 12th, mm-hmm. Everything Everywhere All at Once, and $5 and practically free popcorn and drinks. So you want to definitely make that. Then what else do you have going on this month?
And then we have POAC, Pondre Arts Council. They're bringing Black Market Trust. And this is a group of guys who are like an a cappella band, but they're also have like some comedic flair. So they're coming, and I really want to see a big house for that, because this is just going to be a really relaxed evening. We're going to laugh and have some good music playing. So that's going to be really fun. And Pondre Arts Council, they're just amazing.
Yeah, so. And just everything, in my opinion, that they put on is worth going to.
It's high-quality acts.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tone is really intentional with who she books. So like she booked Diane Schur.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's booked these guys, Black Market Trust. So they're all of the acts that they bring through are like very intentional, very high quality. So let's show POAC some love and show up.
All right. That's April 21st. The next night is Let's Go Girls. What is that all about?
So I'm sure you've all seen the poster. It's the ladies' night downtown.
Oh, yeah.
So it's 12 to 6 is the ladies' day, where you get the passport and you go to all the different shops downtown. You drink wine, get your passport stamped. Well, that passport is your ticket into the after party, which is at the Panada. So last time, the after party was like in two locations, you know, Lake Pondere Winery and 219er. Is like a little confusing. And Downtown Business Association was like, hey, Panada, can we have the after party be there? So everyone that did ladies night, they're going to bring in their passports. Then they get entered into, and then that's like their ticket in, but it's also their ticket to get raffles for two Shania Twain tickets.
Wow.
And a $500 downtown shopping spree. So they come in, it's just going to be really casual hour or so event with music, and I'm going to be on stage with Leilani. We're going to be doing the raffles, and then everyone just leaves after the raffles are done. So it's like very casual, very fun.
You can go to the winery or the 219, whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's an after party at the 219er. So it's just like one of those, you know, we just thought we'd bring everyone in there. The Panda's going to be open. It's going to be just a fun, casual hour raffle. And that's the only way, though, that you can – you have to be present to win. So if you want to get those Shania Twain tickets or the raffle, you got to be at the Panada at the after party. And it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Shania Twain, after all these years, still great shows.
Oh, she's a babe. Yeah. I just love her. I'm so stoked.
The Washington State women's basketball team adopted her as their unofficial mascot. So they play Man, I Feel Like a Woman before their games. Just – little historic note.
I think she's a mascot for a lot of women.
The Global Cinema Cafe this month.
Yeah, that's Moonlight. So that's also an Oscar winner film. And I think it's from like 2016 or 2018. But that's a story about a man's journey through finding his like sexual identity. And it also shows what it's like to be a Black man in different economic, you know, in a different like lower socioeconomic class, and it like tells his journey through that. So it's a 2:30, 6:30 showing, and it's a really powerful film, and it really just like makes you think and become more aware of like other walks of life, which I think is really important.
So then on April the 25th, I know the Senior Center ladies were talking about their Doris Day sing-along day coming up. You guys have something called Meet Mozart. So I know Doris Day is not actually going to be at the Senior Center, and Mozart can't be at the Panada.
No, he won't be, but people looking like him will be. I've seen costumes.
Next best thing.
Yeah, so it's like a journey of Mozart from youth to adult, and they play his music and a journey of his life through music.
Wow.
And so it's a neat interactive experience. It's led by the Music Conservatory. They're the ones that are bringing it to the Panada, and it's a great way to showcase their artists and their students, but also they're doing it's a performing as well. So it's like a 2-in-1, which music and a performance, which will be really unique to see in our theater. So
looking forward to that and all the events going on at the Panada Theater throughout the month of April. To find out more or to buy tickets, you can go to panada.org, panada.org. And Lauren, I cannot wait for that comedian announcement. I'm dying to know, and I'm not going to bug you about it. I just can't wait to hear about that. So panada.org for more information, and I really appreciate you what you're doing for the Panda Theater, and congratulations.
Thanks. I appreciate you too. Thank you, Bob.
And cool. I appreciate all of you out there in listener land, and have a great Easter weekend. That's it for me for this week. I'll be back in here next week. Till then, I'm Bob Whitty, and we'll see you later.